This is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. Coming up, Slate's Dahlia Lithwick on the high cost of state judicial elections. But first, wife swappers, desperate singles, and people stuck on a desert island. They're just some of the more recent contestants on reality television. And now Spanish language TV is getting in on the act. It's added a new category of contestant, illegal immigrants.
Gana la verde.
Gana la verde, or Win the Green, is the new hit show seen by more than a million TV viewers in Los Angeles and three other cities in the Southwest. It's scoring big ratings, perhaps by promising a prize. Critics say it cannot deliver. NPR's Kerry Kahn reports.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, action!
Cameras are rolling on a small dusty horse ranch north of Los Angeles. It's been converted into a set for recent filming of Gana La Verde, a Spanish language takeoff of Fear Factor with a twist. The grand prize is a chance to stay in the U.S. legally. But on this day, six contestants must first survive a grueling obstacle course.
Empieza a correr el tiempo rápidamente. Whoa.
The show's host, George Eckes, gives the play-by-play as 23-year-old Wendy Lopez, a recent immigrant from El Salvador, takes off. Outfitted with protective gear and a thick black helmet, the barely 4-foot-tall Lopez struggles over a rope wall, through mud pools and dirt tunnels, all while being shot at by two paintball-wielding snipers. Near the end of the course, Lopez unlocks her own paint gun and shoots down the snipers. They're dressed in uniforms strikingly familiar to those worn by the Border Patrol. As Lopez removes her helmet, her face is covered in paint and her eyes are shut tight. The set's emergency medical technician lies her on the ground.
Bring your head way back, as far back as you can. Now open your eyes.
Lopez quickly brushes off all the attention and is ready for her next challenge, like eating live insects and performing a host of unsavory jobs. Lopez says she's in the U.S. legally on a temporary visa. But if she's the big winner on Gana La Verde, Lopez could get to extend her stay here permanently. The big prize isn't a green card, as the show's title suggests, but a year's service of a Beverly Hills immigration attorney. Yet that subtle distinction is lost on viewers and contestants alike, says immigration lawyer Victor Nieblas.
They're under this belief that magically, because television says you're going to get a green card, that they can actually do so. It's the wrong message to send out to a desperate community, and definitely not something that people should be preying on their fears. It's simply something that should not be done.
But executive director of Gana La Verde, Leonard Lieberman, says critics are missing the value of the show's grand prize.
Everyone is entitled to their opinion. I would wonder, though, what the value is if I was giving away breast implants or toaster ovens. Would that really be better?
Gana La Verde is one of the tamer programs on Lieberman's Spanish language stations. His shows are no hit with critics, but do pull big audiences. Lieberman says the critics just don't understand his Southwest Hispanic audience.
I think the core that the show has hit is that there's a true problem in the immigration process. And the result of that is you have millions of people living in fear. It's reality television with a purpose.
The contestants have no complaints. 31-year-old Jepser Perez, an electrician from Guatemala here on a temporary work visa, says he's just happy to be on TV.
Si yo ganara y el abogado me dice no, pues
and Perez says if a lawyer tells him there's no way to get permanent residency papers, then that's okay. Producers of the show say each of the contestants must sign a form stating they're in the country legally. They also get a briefing on just what the grand prize truly is. But 24-year-old Manuel de Sur Romero says he didn't really read the 20-page release producers gave him. And in spite of anything he signed, he's in the country illegally. Romero says he was told that if he won, he would get residency papers. Producers say don't blame them if some of the contestants are confused, but immigrant advocates want more safeguards. Their demands, however, weren't met at a recent meeting with executives at Lieberman Broadcasting, so now immigrant rights groups are preparing a protest, possibly a boycott of the station's advertisers. Yet the contestants keep coming, and Gana La Verde's ratings are still climbing. Contestant Wendy Lopez says being on the show was great fun.
Vale la pena. Sí.
Definitely well worth it, she says. Lopez should know she took home the grand prize. Kerry Kahn, NPR News, Los Angeles.